This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Viraj.
It is 12.05, coming up to 12.06 on this Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2021. We're going to be asking you today about the skills that you have put on your resume and your CV that you might consider, or others might consider, unusual skills or accomplishments. And what have you put on there? That's the question. What unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why? We'll then be moving on to a story about...
about Elon Musk and how he's selling a techno song as NFT.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then wrapping up with a story about how, or whether or not you are stubborn, can tie into the amount of wages that you get in your salary. Mm. Didn't realise these things were all related, but, you know, clearly we've got NFTs and stubbornness and CVs.
Sure.
Now, Chris.
Yeah.
On your CV, mm-hmm. what unusual skill or accomplishment is on there, do you think?
Yeah, I was
or that you might put on there.
I was having a think about this because I don't feel like I do that much outside of work, which is quite funny. But one thing that I did put, not in my CV, but sort of in my little portfolio that I sent to get the job here, actually, was I was part of a Doctor Who fan audio project in university. And I put that in as a little like, I record myself occasionally attempting to voice act sometimes
okay.
with my friends. And I'm here now.
Well, there
so
you go.
Must have worked.
Mr. Yuvaraj?
I don't know. I think I have like a very boring, straightforward CV. I don't think I've put anything unusual there. But then in like the portfolio version of it, there was this one weird music video that one of my friends starred in when we were in college.
Nice.
That I just had in the portfolio for some reason. It had no business being there. It was like it was a student project. Mm.
In terms of completely unrelated to the stuff that I do, I could put in there, I trained in tap dancing and in ballet dancing. Mm-hmm. But none of these things would look decent on my CV or resume unless mm-hmm. I was, you know, going for a gig in an acting career somewhere.
I don't think
somewhere.
So. I think like your ballet could, you know, give you discipline.
Strength of character,
yeah. Perseverance.
Big thighs, maybe. Not anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, enough about that. Let's get on to the topic. Talk to us about this, Chris. Why are we talking about it?
Yeah, so the reason why we're discussing this is not to discuss your big
my big thighs.
But because there was an article on The Star that was all about how adding video game experience to your CV could actually be beneficial. So essentially, the idea behind the article is that the skills acquired when you play video games could actually be a boon for job hunters, as these can be more difficult to learn directly in the world of work. This is according to research from Dell and the Institute for the Future. 85% of jobs that will exist in 2030 have not been invented yet. And while this figure may seem excessive, it bears witness to a trend, which is the need for constant adaptation amongst the future generation that is essential to keep pace with society's technological accelerations, which is a skill that can be picked up in video games. Mm. There's also separate research from Manpower Group that set out to investigate how these skills acquired by playing video games can be transferred to the workplace. This US-based company is the world's third largest staffing firm, and they are sure that new talents can be found thanks to skills developed through gaming. So the idea is also that different types of games foster different skills, be them technical or rational. Strategy games help build skills like decision-making, perseverance, and problem-solving, but team-based games develop collaboration, communication, and organization, which are skills that are increasingly sought after by employers the world over. Mm. Other major strengths for video gamers include the notion of striving for a form of perfection and the ability to learn quickly in a diverse environment, both of which are advantageous in a world that's always changing. Indeed, the pandemic has merely served to accelerate this push towards digitalization and communication, which fits gamers pretty well. And also you've got, you know, creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving, and enhanced critical thinking, which apply to video games, but also apply to entrepreneurial dynamics as well. And these interpersonal skills are hard to find and even harder to train, with 43% of employers confirming the complexity of teaching new social skills. So, who knows? Maybe putting gaming skills on your CV could help you land your dream job.
So if I get like 100% in Guitar Hero or something, I could put down concentration as one of my skills.
Detail-oriented?
Detail-oriented.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Achievement-focused?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Ambitious?
Yes.
What if you finish all the side quests in a game that doesn't need you to finish all the side quests? That would be...
Patience and perseverance?
Patience.
Perhaps.
Taking initiative?
Perfectionism?
Going the extra mile? Mm-hmm. You know? I'm just sitting here like, yeah. I don't know, I play Pokemon? Like... Mm-hmm. So I guess that's like strategy, kind of.
Yeah. Social skills, perhaps, in Pokemon?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Actually, you don't want other people taking your Pokemon, right?
I don't think talking to NPCs on Pokemon is very good for my social skills.
Although, depending on how AI is developing, you know, nowadays, you never know. Mm. No, I mean, this is great stuff. I mean... It's stuff that this is the kind of thing you want to go to parents with, you know,
yeah.
and speak to them.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look, these are the things that your kid is doing. You know, add these to the CV. And, you know, well, my kid doesn't really have those skills or what. Yes, they do. This is what they do in video games.
We have an ad that plays for GG Well Played.
We do, yes.
About, you know, parents who want to get their kid into like, and the kid wants to be like a doctor. And the parents are like, no, we want you to be like a Dota player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, that's exactly what you're saying. You know, the jobs of like 2030, that's how it's going to be because there's money to be made. And stuff.
And I think it legitimately does teach you all these skills as well, especially, you know, looking at those team-based games where you have to communicate and you have to like form a strategy together. That is literally all skills that you have to use in the working world and quite frankly would have been very helpful if I had played more team-based games as a kid.
I used to play a team-based video game with one of our former colleagues here who's now gone on to, you know, bigger things, and he's dealing with programming and whatever. But there was a bunch of us in a group and in a team where we would have to strategize about how we are going to beat a particular level against other real players. You know, you go over there, you do this, you stand there, you wait for this, and it was a lot of leadership, a lot of strategizing, patience, the whole thing.
What were you playing?
Battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's a first person, you know.
Yeah. I mean, even like as a physical skill, it's like hand-eye coordination, you know, thinking fast, thinking new.
And even, you know, especially now as video games are becoming a little bit more accessible, like look at the success of Among Us, for example, right? Mm-hmm. It's exploded, you know, since I think it was first released in 2017 and exploded this year, obviously, because we were all stuck at home. But even that is like strategy and decision-making and communication. And
deception.
Well,
good
to
leadership
an extent,
skills.
No, but genuinely, like the ability to persuade, that's also very important, right? Yeah. In, let's say a marketing job or PR or something like that. So,
making sure that a coworker isn't hiding in a vent.
Yes. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You never know.
You don't know.
Right. On that note, we should probably take a short break with some music. But we are asking you, what unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why? Do let us know. 018-789-8899 is the number on WhatsApp and Twitter and Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Keith Long. He's the CEO and co-founder of Matchroom.net. They're an esports and social gaming platform. To take us into that break, it's the Sonics, the Hedgehogs, Louie here on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
CV entries don't always have to be entirely corporate or academic. Perhaps your hours logged on Call of Duty, on Fortnite or Minecraft could have also given you many skills to add to your resume. We're looking at things like pattern recognition, critical thinking, social skills, leadership, concentration, all of these things. But the question we're asking is, what unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why? Some of the responses that we've had so far over on Twitter.
On Twitter, that's my full name, says, my 5 minutes of fame appearing on Benson and Hedges Golden Dreams. I jumped out of a plane.
Ooh.
It's to demonstrate strategic thinking and have my dream picked because I couldn't do sports or physically demanding things like climb a mountain or run a marathon.
Wow.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Michael says, does being able to type an email with one hand while holding a baby in the other count as an unusual skill?
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%
well done.
It does.
Well done, you.
Mm-hmm. And the brownie experiment says, started a home baking brownie business.
Nice.
There you go. What have we got anything on Instagram, Chris?
On Instagram, I don't know who this Instagram user is, but they go by the Frida Liu. Anyways, Frida.
We don't need to hear that.
Frida mentioned that she's got a design thinking, futurist journal, and therapy, which I find very interesting on her CV. Roberto Calleja, or Calleja, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, sorry about that, is travel experience. I believe it could show how adaptable to other cultures one can be, which I actually love. And Meandering Misha says, I added dog walking and dog sitting to my business marketing resume.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Over on WhatsApp, a couple here, jungle survival skills.
Oh, nice.
And jazz piano player.
Oh.
Yeah,
because of work, right?
Yeah.
Creativity. Yeah,
good point. Yeah, would you put on there that you're a musician or something? You speak German as well. Chris, is that?
I don't know. Oh,
okay, right. I'll rephrase that. You will soon be speaking German and are currently learning.
I am 300 plus days into my German streak on Duolingo.
That's another thing, though. Would you put something that you're currently learning on your CV?
I think this is the thing, right? I think I'm very hesitant to put things that are not, like, that I don't do on a professional level on my CV in a way, but I do, like, have hobbies, right? And I don't know, I think it's in a place where I think I'd have to justify it with, like, explaining why I think that would be useful. So I guess in terms of, like, the Duolingo thing, it's, like, commitment.
Yeah.
Long-term commitment to, like, self-improvement and all that stuff. And
what
technically another language skill.
What about you, Arv? Would you put something on your CV that you're currently, you know, learning, perhaps?
Pursuing? Yeah. I think I would.
Yeah.
I think I would. I say still pursuing. Yeah. Especially, like, you mentioned instruments, like, you know, being able to play music. For me, that's a huge skill. Like, I would see that as a skill. As someone who cannot play instruments, that's a plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We should probably hear from somebody else then. We did manage to get Keith Long on the line. He is a guy who runs Matchroom.net. He's the CEO and co-founder, in fact. It's an e-sport and social gaming platform. Chris.
Yeah. So, Keith, thanks so much for speaking to us today. How would you feel about receiving a CV with a video game-related entry on it?
Depending on how you actually relate the video game experience onto the CV, it may be something that is actually very useful depending on the related industry that the person is actually trying to get into.
Do you think we'll see more unusual CV additions in the future?
As technology changes, lifestyle changes, different kinds of entertainment, including gaming, are attributes that should be inserted as one's part of one's CV, simply because I think that actually represents the person and represents what values he brings as well as what capabilities he brings to the table. So yeah, I think, you know, having it more unusual would be something that will be interesting.
And for you, Keith, what skills from playing video games that could be, in your opinion, translated into hireable soft skills?
Skills that you can actually, you know, obtain, if you ask me, from playing video games is, first thing is actually communication. You actually learn to communicate with people, you know, you learn to chat, you learn to phrase things together. You, again, within the online world, effectively, you do not have, you know, barriers to communication. You can communicate with all peers, top or bottom, without fear. Secondly, I would think that it's actually a teamwork that you actually learn, especially when you play as a team, be it whether you're playing in a guild or in a team or in competitive wise. And I think the last skills would be actually in terms of problem solving activities. You know, a lot of games requires you to learn stuff, problem solve, and this I think would be actually a good attribute that moves on into a corporate career itself.
Right. So, Keith, if you were to add video games to your CV, how would you phrase that in, I guess, a corporate-friendly manner?
I would say something like this. My experience in playing a lot of video games in the past has led me to understand the digital world, the new age medium of communication, as well as the ability to communicate and manage resources that would be available to me. Problem-solving skills that allows me to make decisions in a given time frame, and lastly, the importance of working and coordinating as a team.
I'm going to get that man to write me a new resume.
Right?
It's exactly right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned managing resources, and I'm like, I just hoard potions on Pokemon.
So. You need to play more Minecraft.
Well, that's another discussion for another time.
It's a sore point.
Mm-hmm.
I like Minecraft. I'm just not very good at it. That's right. my point.
I don't think anybody is, though, right? You know, running around and bashing trees and...
Oh, no. There's a whole point to Minecraft. There's a whole plot and an ending. It's a whole thing anyway.
Okay, right. We should move on, shall we? The question is, what unusual skills or accomplishments have you added to your CV and why? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Music from Bruce Springsteen with Working on the Highway here on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.